We're back on the On Deck Show from Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis, getting set for game one between the Shorebirds and the Cannonballers. We're joined by the manager, Felipe Rojas Salud Jr. And Felipe, back on the road, a bit of a tough homestand for you guys against the hot Charleston team. You guys were in a lot of those games at the end of the week, but fell just a bit short at the end. But how would you describe the way this last week of games went?
First of all, thanks for having me again. Tough week. Despite the losses, I think we were in it. For most of the time, and it's the part of the season, I guess, where like arms start to wear out a little bit, and that's kind of what's happened with our bullpen lately, especially last week. Still think we can build off of that last week, and just continue to put pieces where they need to. Like, we need to use them, and I think we're going to be all right. Actually looking forward to this series.
You talked about the bullpen just kind of being short on arms. You've had some injuries, of course, back there, but ultimately you did get some great work out of the starters last week. You're just kind of getting towards the end of the games, but ultimately look at the way your starters threw the ball once again. You had to be quite impressed.
Oh, yeah. And that's what I'm saying. I mean, starters look good. Added a guy, De Leon, who was pretty good and is taking the ball again today. It's just that part of the season where, some guys are down, some guys are kind of resetting a little bit, and we got to deal with it and go through it and learn from it. And like I say, use pieces where they're probably going to have some success. Obviously, we're still kind of development. And like I said, I'm encouraged about how, things went last year, despite having a tough series, but also encourage that we're moving forward.
Despite losing 5 of 6, you guys were in every one of those games, especially at the end. Maybe been down by 4, but you did bring the tying run to the play on several occasions. You got some good comeback efforts. It had to be nice to see, especially falling down behind big in some of those games.
And like you said, Charleston's been playing good second half. They did same throughout the series, and then having our younger guys. Again, still like keep competing and putting ourselves in a situation to actually come back, and it was fun to watch. And despite giving up some of these games later in the ball game, later innings, didn't took away from them staying focused and staying engaged. And like I said, I'm encouraged about how that some things went, and looking forward to this upcoming week.
To touch on some offensive players, one guy who stuck out, Anderson De Los Santos, and we've talked about him before, and just staying patient with him, but he had a nice week, a home run on Sunday, had some big run production moments in there as well. But it seems like not just offensively, but defensively, you can see the confidence really growing for him.
Well, yeah, Delos, we knew he was going to come around. Obviously, he's a couple years younger than the league average age, and it's just a matter of him being patient as well, and him understanding the process and the failure and how to deal with that. And he's in a good spot right now. And hopefully, he finished the season strong. And like people say, it's not how things like start, how they end. And he's doing quite well, both aspects of the game. And he's a guy that, will run the bases too, will try to steal. And he's continuing to learn. And we're very excited about, how things are coming along for him.
Steven Acevedo is another one, kind of had a bit of a 2-month slump in there trying to fight in his way, the way he was throwing the bat in April. But since the All-Star break, you've moved him to the top of the order. He's getting on base a lot more, and it seems like he's been quite comfortable in that leadoff spot.
Oh, yeah, just trying to find a little bit of dynamic to the lineup. And then, he's a guy that his bats are pretty good. Put him ahead of a guy like Carter and also Vasallo, just to kind of get our lineup going. And his embrace, hitting at the top, and like you said, he went off to a really nice start early on and then struggled for a couple months. But we like him, good athlete, leader in the clubhouse, guy that, takes every day very seriously. And I'm glad he's having success there.
Talking with the manager, Felipe Rojas Salud Jr. A couple more things, Felipe. I want to ask you about both guys expected to throw today. Moises Chace, the starter, first and foremost. He has been a possessed man on the pitcher's mound the last 3 times out, and it's been impressive to see him because he had a rough outing in relief a few weeks ago against the Gus, where he walked 8 out of the bullpen. But since then, hasn't given up anything, and his strikeouts have been really good as well. What's kind of gotten into him these last few weeks?
I think with Chaz, it's all about you know, the growing pains, the reps. He was here last year, you know, on and off, dealing with, you know, things here and there, injury here and there. I mean, we've always liked him since we signed him. We like the potential. We like his stuff. And it's just a matter of, you know, going through the process. I think for him, he's almost there. He's really close. He's feeling it. And, you know, their confidence building up and stuff is playing a lot better. So I think we'll see a lot more of what he's shown the last, you know, three or four outings.
And then you touched on him a little bit earlier, but Luis de Leon expected to follow him today. But he was really good in his first appearance, four shutout innings. And it's kind of fun to watch him effortlessly as a left-hander throw 95 and mix in his other pitches as well. But ultimately, the way you watched him perform in his first outing, how impressed were you?
Oh, very, very impressive. I know there was a lot of talk, you know, of him, what he was doing back in Florida. And then, you know, when we first got him. And I think I was just a spectator like everybody else, you know, just – kind of looking forward to see what he could bring to the table. And yeah, effortless, pretty calm, composed, and then obviously his stuff, you know, just speaks for itself. So happy to have him, you know, happy he was this comfortable, you know, taking the ball as a starter at home. And then, you know, hopefully today he just continues to build up as a tandem later in the game.
Felipe, I appreciate a few minutes as always. Have a good one tonight.
Thank you.
Felipe Rojas Alou, Jr., the manager for the Delmarva Shorebirds. We'll take a break and come back with lineups after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.